blonde de mieux que Gonda.
WNZK, Dearborn Heights, Detroit, your ethnic superstation at 690 days, 680 nights.
This is Radio Bolivie, broadcast every Friday here at WNZK Radio, 690 AM, hosted by syndicated columnist Ray Hanania and Layla Al-Husseini. Get information on show guests and topics by visiting RadioBolivie.com. We want to hear your views. Call in during the show by dialing 248-557-3300. And now, Radio Bolivie.
And good morning and welcome to Radio Bolivie. I'm Ray Hanania here, October 19th, 8 a.m. in Detroit, broadcasting off the internet on Radio Aramica. You can listen to us on your cell phones by dialing 712-432-8008. You can always go to RadioBolivie.com and check out our past shows and listen to us live on the internet if you can't catch us in the Detroit region live on Radio WNZK AM 690 Radio. We're brought to you by Zia Brothers Importing, Jake's Candy, Icon Computers, the law offices of attorney Stephen Lagana, the law offices of Jumana K. Ruse, Life for Relief, the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, great publication, MC Gold TV, the Dearborn Free Press, the National Arab American Medical Association, and the American Muslim Center with Imam Mardini. Our number here at Radio Bolivie is 248-557-3300, and I want to have our callers call in and our listeners to call in and tell me what, I don't know how many you Arabs out there, when you're not sleeping, are watching a TV show. Let me step back. How many of you Arabs out there in Detroit and the Detroit region get really upset when you turn on the TV and you see these racist images of how Arabs and Muslims are portrayed? Now, keep in mind, I know that, you know, in our community we have some groups that we're always fighting with each other. You know, some Christian groups don't like the Muslim groups and some Muslim groups don't like the Christian groups. But, you know, all that is invisible to the mainstream American community. They don't hear any of that. They don't see any of that. All they see about Arabs and Muslims is what they see on TV and read in the newspapers. And, of course, we know the media in this country is a racist institution driven by hate. That's how they make their money. That's how the newspapers and how TV sell. They find someone to hate that they could rally around the masses, you know, the big audiences, and they could focus them, that hatred, on somebody, and they can make a lot of money. The shows can just shoot up in popularity and advertising goes through the roof. It used to be that they used to hate African-American people. Then it became more generic. They just hate anybody who's dark-skinned and minority. Well, of course, for the last 20 years, the big focus of hate, the X on the back of the target, you know, has been on the Arab people and Muslims. And they don't distinguish between Arabs and Muslims. You could be Chaldean, and the mainstream Americans look at you and think you're Muslim. So don't think that, you know, you Chaldeans, that you're going to be upset with Muslims because you didn't like the way they treated you, you know, in Iraq or wherever in the Middle East. Yeah, there's some problems. But I'm telling you that mainstream Americans, they look at all of us, Chaldean, Orthodox, Christian, Sunni, Shiite, all of us. Even some of the Alawites, who are the ghosts that are working in Dearborn, they look at you and they think that you're all, they just hate us. We're the bad guy. We're the bad guy. So when we watch TV, how many of you see these images on TV? They're very frequent in the movies. Aren't we the bad guy in every movie all the time? 90% of all the bad guys are Arabs. Well, there's a TV show, and I wonder how many people are actually watching it. I've been watching the last couple episodes. I'd heard about it. I was pretty upset about what I heard. So I started watching it, and I have to tell you, Showtime's Homeland series is the most racist program on television today. I can give you all kinds of examples, from the obvious and the most outrageous to the most subtle. Homeland on Showtime, and Showtime is a cable network that you have to get through your cable system. You have to buy it. Is the most racist program on TV when it comes to the portrayal of how Arabs and Muslims look. And I'll tell you, the most obvious example is in the series. It's about a guy who was imprisoned in the Middle East, and he's an American soldier, and he finally gets out. And the American security system, he's greeted as a hero. You know, they go, oh, this guy's just a great hero because he fought those Arabs, quote-unquote, and those Muslims. That's, you know, the way they pronounce it on the show sometimes. And he fought them. And the series, of course, is about how this guy may actually be a spy, you know, kind of like that he was turned by the Arabs during his many years of torture and imprisonment in the Arabs. You know how Arabs are portrayed, that we murder and torture everybody, but when in fact all the torture that takes place, at least in the last 10 years, has been done in prisons that have been run by the American military and the government of the George Bush administration. And only recently, not all of it has been stopped, but some of it has been stopped. But they're torturing people, and the only victims of torture are not, you know, Americans who have been held prisoner, because I don't know of any Americans being held prisoner. And that's the irony of a show like Showtime. It's based on such malarkey. It's so stupid. You know, the premise isn't even real. And that's why they do it, because it isn't real enough. The hatred that that already exists against us has to be trumped up. They got to build it up even more and make it even more vicious. So TV and places like Showtime, and this series is funded by a group called Fox 21, so it's tied to that racist hatred on the Fox network somehow. They have to step up the racism and the hatred. So they make the Arabs look really bad. And if you've seen the series Homeland, I'd like you to call 248-557-3300. And if you haven't seen it, I'd like you to call 248-557-3300. And I want you to tell me, one, if you've seen it, what do you think about it? And two, if you haven't seen it, what do you, you know, this whole idea of how we're portrayed in the media, is it just a waste of time to waste our, you know, not do anything about it and just ignore it? Or should we stand up for our rights and confront this kind of crap that's broadcast on television and on cable TV? You know, I mean, for example, there was a series of shows that criticized Israel in Egypt. Oh, my gosh, you would have thought it was the end of the world, the way the U.S. Congress, 46 senators, sent a letter to Egypt saying that they were going to cut off the funding to the government of Egypt if Egypt continued to broadcast the show, you know, on Egyptian TV. I think it was called Ferris Bella Gawad, Night Without a Horse. They didn't like it because it was the Arab version of how Israel was created. By victimizing Palestinian civilians, stealing their lands, and violating international rules of law. So these senators sent this letter criticizing about an Egyptian TV program. Now, and do they not think that, you know, maybe this show on Showtime called Homeland is not any worse than Ferris Bella Gawad, Night Without a Horse, that was being broadcast, I think it was started last fall in Egypt, or maybe sooner. I don't know. I'd have to double check. I think it was like a few years ago. I never even saw it, but I read all the media. I'm telling you, ABC TV had big reports on it because, you know, when you criticize Israel, it is a big story. But when you criticize the Arabs, it's nothing. And you want to know why it's nothing? Because we allow it to be nothing. Because we Arabs in America don't do anything. We believe in free speech. It's just the other people don't believe in it. And free speech is great when they're attacking Arabs and calling us names and slandering us and libeling us, you know, in movies, in books, on TV shows, in articles, in the news media, in the so-called entertainment, the dancing, you know, the bonfire of the hatred and vanities in this country against Arabs and Muslims. That's okay. But it's not okay when it's anti-Arab viciousness and nobody says anything and they let it go by. And we're the ones who are responsible for our own image. We Arabs and Muslims, we are responsible. And if you don't do anything about it, you're basically saying that they're right. The two major perceptions on this series, Homeland, that the representative of Al-Qaeda is a Palestinian. Yeah, let me say that again, that in this movie, Homeland, the Al-Qaeda representative is a Palestinian. Now, why might that be, I wonder? Why might that be that somebody would make the ridiculous claim that a Palestinian, that a leader of Al-Qaeda is Palestinian? I wonder if it could be because this series on Showtime called Homeland is produced by, oh my gosh, Israelis. Oh, yeah, that's right. And they shoot it in Tel Aviv and Jaffa, you know, the occupied Palestine, the country that they stole from us in 1948. Do you remember that? Oh, yeah, that's right. But what do you care? You know, maybe you're an Arab in another country. You have your house. The Israelis aren't attacking you. So everything is fine. Yeah, but who cares, right? Maybe you don't care. I think you should care. I think you should stand up and be counted. These Israelis, they're hypocrites. When you criticize them in an Egyptian TV show and challenge their racist narrative of history in 1947 and 1948, they scream to high heaven and they get all these senators and media people to denounce the Egyptian show as being racist. And I think it was like back in 2009 or 2010, it was a 46-part series. Now, to me, honestly, the only criticism of that show is 46 parts. Can't the Arabs ever do anything small when we talk? Everything we do is so emotional. We can't be concise. We can't be focused. And that's the problem in Egypt. The uproar from the television and the media against that show was just outrageous. It was anti-Semitic. It referenced the protocols of the elders of Zion, they claimed, all that. But now an Israeli team has put together one of the most vicious anti-Arab programs on television today, Homeland, and I wonder what you're going to do about it. And you know, when I went to Homeland's Facebook page, they kept deleting me. I kept posting on it. Yeah, I kept posting on it. And I'll tell you what, I don't care if all of you are sleepyheads out in Detroit and you don't care about standing up for your rights as Arabs, I'm going to do it. And I don't care if I'm the only voice doing it. I'm going to do it because I enjoy standing up for what's right. I enjoy standing up for what's just. I enjoy standing up for the principle. I enjoy standing up for what's moral. And I enjoy standing up for the rule of law because I believe that's what makes me an American. That's why I served during the Vietnam War. That's why I love this country, because I believe in that stuff. And if I'm the only voice doing it, so be it. I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to let this racism against Arabs and Muslims go without somebody saying that they're hypocrites and liars and two-timing, dishonest, anti-free speech and violators of the U.S. Constitution. I'm going to do it. But I think you should do it, too, because it doesn't take much of an effort to pick up the phone at 248-557-3300, share your views with me. Because if you can share your views with me, maybe you'll go to their racist Facebook page at Showtime and post a couple comments challenging them. Don't let them off the hook. You need to go to their Showtime page, and you need to challenge them, and you need to demand that this show be taken off the air, just the way they tried to take off every other show that has ever tried to portray the Arabs and Muslims in this country in a positive light. I'm Ray Hanania, 14 minutes after the hour, here at WNZK AM 690. Our number, 248-557-3300. I want you to give us a call and tell me what you think. And if you don't want to call, think about it. Are you doing enough? Is it enough to sit back and pretend like this doesn't exist? Maybe you've never seen the program. Maybe you don't subscribe to Showtime. Millions of people, millions of Americans are seeing this show and are believing that Al-Qaeda leaders are Palestinian. That's the Israeli propaganda to undermine the rights of Palestinians who are Muslim and Christian. And we need to stand up and challenge them and not let it get away. We're going to take a break here at Radio Ballady. And when we come back, let's open up the phone lines at 248-557-3300. Open up the phone lines or, you know, I don't know. We'll just keep talking about it. I think it's a big deal. It is significant how we're portrayed. And we need to do something about it. And I just won't sit back and accept the fact that nobody cares in our community. Because I know you do care. I hear it all the time. I get letters in response to all my columns on my website through Creator Syndicate. And I am going to dedicate my life to addressing this Showtime show and doing everything I can to stop it. 248-557-3300. Give us a break. We're going to take a break here at Radio Ballady. I'm Ray Hanania here on a Friday, October 19th. Nice little morning here at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Give us a buzz. 248-557-3300. We'll be right back right after these messages.
The American Muslim Center works for the community. It establishes goodness, virtue, and develops relationships between the Muslim communities as well as regional and national non-Muslim communities. The American Muslim Center on Outer Drive in Dearborn. Call 313-565-9314 or visit AmericanMuslimCenter.org. Icon Computer Megastore. Mention Radio Baladi for great deals. Computers and laptops from $99. Apple computers from $129. Warranties included. Shipping available. Free layaway plans. Arabic to English keyboards, $5. Mouses, $5. Repairs for iPods, iPads, Apple computers, and PCs. Icon Computer Megastore on Greenfield, north of Warren Avenue in Dearborn. Mention Radio Baladi. Call today, 313-582-3100. 313-582-3100.
Whether it's makluba, warak dawali, tabbouleh, hummus, mensif, or any of more than 1,000 great Middle Eastern recipes, Ziad Brothers Importing is your best source for Mediterranean food products. Ziad Brothers Importing distributes products under the Ziad name and also many other labels, such as Sultan Extra Virgin Olive Oil and Dana Lebna and Dana Cheese. Try their ready-to-serve microwavable instant side pilafs, including couscous with tomato sauce, roasted green wheat pilaf, cracked wheat pilaf, and rice and lentil pilaf. All tasty, natural, healthy, and authentic Mediterranean dishes from the microwave to the table in minutes. Ziad food products are available at all major food and grocery stores in Dearborn, Chicago, Windsor, Canada, and around the country. If you can't find the product you want, just ask your grocer to stock them. For more information on food or recipes, visit Ziad Brothers Importing online at www.ziad.com. Ziad offers the best Mediterranean food products from our family to yours.
Jake's Candy, 2-for-$1 candy bags and $1 candy bags available. Wholesale and distribution. Jake's Candy has been satisfying the sweet tooth of thousands of people for over a decade. Now providing delivery service to Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton, Ohio, as well as Rochester and Buffalo, New York, and New York City. For New York service, call Sale at 718-213-1264. Or for more information, call Jake's Candy at 248-747-2223. That's 248-747-2223.
And welcome back to Radio Ballady. We're talking about Homeland. It's a TV series. It's in its second season, I think, on Showtime. I didn't watch it the first time because, believe me, I know right off the bat that any program that claims to be dealing with terrorism is going to be another bonfire of Arab rights. And it's going to be a wild orgy of anti-Arab hatred and anti-Muslim hatred on a TV show like Showtime. It's so upsetting to me, and I think you should be upset too, that Showtime could broadcast a program every week that portrays Arabs and Muslims as not just terrorists, because we get that every day. You know, we're the worst terrorists in the world, according to the American media. the hypocrites that they are. But when it's funded by the Israelis and it's produced by the Israelis and it's broadcast on Showtime and nobody cares, and they have such outrageous, I'm saying outrageous characters, where the Al-Qaeda leader is a Palestinian. Are you kidding me? There's more likely that an Israeli would be a Al-Qaeda leader than a Palestinian. Where Palestinians are against Israel's injustices. You know, Israelis are against the Arabs and the Muslims. They hate us. They don't want us in their country because we're not the same religion. And it's a religious racism. It's not quite apartheid, but it's pretty close. It's terrible. But this series on TV, Showtime's Homeland, is so negative towards Arabs, and it's so vicious that it's all it's doing is reinforcing the views that good Americans have, because there are a lot of good Americans. You know, I kind of feel sorry for Americans. They're such nice people. They're so easygoing. They're so easy to brainwash. You know, you get a good TV program. I always wondered why the Arabs don't do what the Israelis do. You know, why don't the Arabs have a TV show called Homeland, which is about how the Israelis go around killing little kids, you know, in the West Bank. The settlers shoot anybody they want, anytime they want. I wonder why we don't make programs, because maybe we're not as vicious as the Israelis are, because they do that all the time. And they sit there and they just don't care. But I tell you what, I care. And all it takes is one person to care. And if other people stand up, you can make a difference. This Showtime show, Homeland, needs to be stopped. It doesn't deserve a continued season. 248-557-3300. Give us a buzz and tell us if you've watched the movie Showtime called Homeland. Tell me what you think of it, okay? And two, if you haven't watched it, do you not care about the way we're portrayed? Have we just given up because it's so overwhelming, the hatred that we get in the mainstream American media? Let's go to Osama on line one. Hi, Osama. Thank you for calling in.
How are you?
I'm on another crusade, Osama.
Yeah, hi. You just made up my mind, though. I get these calls to join Comcast or, you know, the other companies trying to sign me up for Showtime, HBO, and all these companies for, you know, $15 a month or $20
right.
a month or whatever. You know what? I was thinking about it, but now I'm not going to do it. And I'll tell you what, as far as our Arab community, like when I go, for instance, to a big department store and I pick something up and it says made in Israel, you know,
yeah.
I would pick the one that's more expensive that's made in the U.S. than the one made in Israel. That goes for auto parts. You got to watch out for auto parts. You got to watch out for, you know, the handyman stores, the big department stores.
You got to watch out for those dates.
To my friends, they say, well, you know, it's just $20 or $25. I say, you know what? This $20 is going over there, even if they buy one bullet with it, and they kill one Palestinian, you know, that's enough for me. I've done my job. I did not give them that satisfaction.
Isn't it obvious, you know, that first it's an Israeli-made show, it's picked up by Showtime, and, you know, I don't mind if the Israelis want to make shows that are accurate, talk about their own hatred and their own racism, but when they start saying that Palestinians are Al-Qaeda, that makes me sick. It makes me so sick.
They are belittling the American people because they know most American people, that's including us, the Arabs, who live in America and are American, you know, they don't read, they don't watch the news, they don't, you know, They feed them what they want. And then, you know, when they see this and people are accepting it and taking it without any question, without any investigation, of course they're going to play us like dumb people and, you know, dump their trash on us and, you know, and get what they want.
Yeah, and it's always...
We like to tell the truth. We're not as vicious, you know, and then we have this,
Yeah, where we get mad at ourselves.
Exactly. We have the self-reservation. You know, if I do this show, well, you know, how am I going to look in front of the American media? You know, we pay too much attention to the American media that, you know, might look like anti-Semite.
Do you know how many Arabs we have in journalism who are afraid to speak out as Arabs? I've been a journalist for 35 years, and I've run into more Arabs who have said, oh, I don't want to be Arab. I said, what do you mean you don't want to be Arab? You are Arab. And being Arab is a good thing. It's about standing up for what's right and principle. Doesn't matter whether you're Christian or Muslim. You need to stand up and speak out. That's how I got in trouble with the media. They hated me because they said, oh, a Palestinian journalist at the big Chicago Sun-Times. 18 years covering politics. They got so mad at me every time I would talk about being an Arab. Anger all the time. And there's so many Arab journalists who are afraid to stand up, even at the local papers in Detroit. They only criticize issues when it's safe. You know what? This isn't a safe issue, but I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. And I Osama, I respect you, and I really admire you. Just for speaking out makes a difference. Because I'm telling you, those Showtime racists are listening to this radio show right now because I was on their Facebook page and I told them I was going to make an issue out of this, and they kept deleting my comments. And you know what? I spent the whole morning retyping them. Over and over again. Every time I type it, they delete it. But I didn't care. I'm not going to let up on them.
I commend you. And then, you know, one thing, I make it well known. I'm not talking about myself. Believe me, I'm nothing. But I want to tell everybody who does not buy Israeli products here in the U.S., when I return it, I've gone out of my way 15 miles to return something when I found out was made in Israel. And they asked me why, and I tell them exactly why it was made in Israel. And, you know, just that one statement lets them think to find out about what Israel is about. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Maybe you're right. I got to tell you something. I've always thought, okay, I'm going to boycott any product from the West Bank, like all those dates that are made in the West Bank by Israeli settlers. There's only one company that makes dates that are Palestinian. That's by Ziad Brothers, by the way. But outside of that, I've always said, okay, I'm not going to boycott Israeli products. Not because I thought, okay, we're trying to make peace with them. But you want to know something? Maybe you're right. The fact is, I don't think the Israelis want peace with us, so why shouldn't I boycott Israeli products? Maybe I should. You know, maybe you're right. Maybe I should boycott anything, whether it's Israeli or from the West Bank. It doesn't matter. You actually had an impact on me, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, Osama. Listen, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. You're listening to Radio Ballady. I'm Ray Hanania here every Friday morning at the top of the mountain, screaming about all the things that are bad. Why? Because I enjoy it? No. Because I want to make a difference. I want us to make a difference. And yeah, you know what? Osama makes a good point. Man, I'm going to boycott any product, even if it's from Israel. I'm not. You know what? I always used to argue with the people, Palestinians in my community, about the BDS movement. I said, you know what? It's so unclear. They want to boycott the Israelis. If we're trying to make peace with the Israelis, maybe we shouldn't boycott the Israeli products. Maybe we should just boycott the products that are made in the West Bank. But now I'm thinking, you know what? These Israelis, they don't care. I don't see any Israelis standing up denouncing the Showtime show Homeland because of the racist, libelous bigotry that is promoted against Arabs and Palestinians. I don't hear the Israelis doing it. So why should I stand up and defend them? I'm really tired of doing it. Honestly, my politics is up in the air, and I'm changing. I'm not going to be the same person. Let's go to 248-557-3300 and welcome Jerry to Radio Ballady. Jerry, hey, thank you for calling.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Mike.
Go ahead.
Hello. Are
yeah,
you with
go
me?
Ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, I do all right. I think you remember when we used to watch the old American movies when John Wayne always shoot and kill the Indian headed by maybe Jack Palance as the Geronimo or Crazy Horse or whatever.
Right. It's worse
and
with
and
us.
And we claim that and whatever. So the Jewish people are doing the same thing to the Palestinians.
Yeah, it's okay. The Israelis. There are a lot of Jewish people that are good, believe me.
Well, I'm sorry, the Israelis, okay? The Zionism, okay?
Yes, the politics.
People, right, claiming that this is their land. And this is not their land. That was
it isn't.
From the beginning of the humanity.
But, Jerry, we need to do something. I mean, I know it sounds silly to talk about a TV show like Showtime. But do you know that TV show Showtime is brainwashing the poor little American people? I have never seen weaker-minded people in this world than Americans who allow themselves to be so brainwashed by propaganda and hatred driven by Israel. It's just outrageous. But we need to do something about it, don't we?
Yes, we need to do something about it. But I know the brainwash, trust me. They know what they are doing, okay? And part of the system is a Jewish. It's Zionist, okay? Yeah, tell me, like, when was the last time that the American people, they were brainwashed when it comes to the Palestinians' interest? Never. So they are not brainwashed. They know what they are doing. They know who they support. And the Palestinians were very, very powerful and rich people and have so much, what they call it, in American Congress. They were sided with the Palestinians, trust me.
Yeah, and you know why the Israelis are so powerful in this country? Because Arabs and Muslims don't stand together. We're divided. And I'm going to tell you what, we look at each other differently, but the Americans see us as one people.
Because the Arab people, what they provided this country, have grown to a big tree now.
Yeah, okay? It is. But we need to trim the branches. It's time to trim the branches and rake the leaves and throw it out. Let's get rid of it. But, Jerry, don't let up. You need to tell people. We need to do something about it. And that's how we network. One person talks to another person. You might know somebody who can make a difference. You know, one person can make a huge difference. This Showtime can be knocked off its perch.
Their product. I don't care. Even
I'm going to do it, too. You guys have convinced me you're right. There's no difference between the West Bank and Israel. As long as Israel continues with this racism that they have, you're right. There's no difference between the West Bank and Israel. That's a sad realization. I hate to admit, but it's true.
The Jewish people, that they are there to exist, to state, but not based on what they're doing now. Because they are there to say it's fine.
Yeah.
The Israeli people or the Jews have the same right that the Palestinians have. Okay?
Yep.
If you don't talk to them the way that they understand you, they will never understand you because they don't want you there.
All right. Hey, listen, Jerry, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to 248-557-3300. Okay, I'm convinced by listeners who make a great point. What's the difference between Israel and the West Bank? You boycott the West Bank and Israel still allows this vicious hatred. They're the ones producing this show, Homeland. Let's go to Edward on line 3. Hi, Edward. Thanks for calling in.
I just want to say that you don't like the show, you say. They
yes.
were saying that Palestine leader they are, right?
Yes, they said that the Al-Qaeda leaders are Palestinian. That's what they said.
Right. They are not Palestinian. They are Egyptian. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? It's like you're saying Illinois and Indiana. They
right.
are next door state. It's the same thing.
Yes, I agree. Listen, you are right.
My man.
Yeah, you're right that they're trying to say that all Arabs are Al-Qaeda. But believe me, Edward.
Good morning, America. Good morning. Good morning.
Edward, they don't distinguish, though. I'm telling you, American racism and hatred does not distinguish between Christian, Arabs, and Muslims. They don't.
With all my respect to you, I disagree with you. And other thing I want to...
Edward, wait. Listen, if you and I were on the same stage together, okay, we have different political views, all right, and we were just standing there, and you asked an American who they hated, they'd point to you, maybe, because you probably look more Arab than I do. And their racism is based on perception.
I call this is hate inside of the person. Inside of the person. Like somebody like you, you carry hate just for no reason. No, actually, there is a reason. I'm not going to get into that.
I don't have any hate. You know what I hate?
However,
I do hate racism and bigotry.
I respect you, but I like to make things more clear to you because things that you don't know, my friend.
I know everything.
I have
Come
respect
on.
For you. And I want to ask
right.
you, are you there?
Yes, go ahead, Edward.
I want to ask you, there is about 7 big states, Arabic states, Syria, Lebanon. Libya, Yemen, all these seven big states, they are fighting and killing their people over who is the leader. We should talk about these things. It's more important than the Palestine problem. Seven big states, the big countries.
All right.
The one I mentioned. We have deep problem, bigger problem, bigger than the Palestine. I understand you're Palestine and you're trying to...
Edward, they hate you as much as they hate me, and there's no way that you'll be able to get away from that. Maybe you don't feel it, but people like you are hated as well.
No. They don't.
Yes. They do, Edward. You could serve in the military and they won't care. Just like I did.
They open their door in this country and they let you in, you and I. Again, I got respect for you, my man. But don't listen to these extremists that go with and have a coffee and alcohol, whatever. Just don't listen. These extremists is not going to get you nowhere.
All right. Hey, Edward, listen, you're right, though. I'll tell you what. I do fight with the extremists all the time.
Money. And I hate to see you wasting taxpayers' money for something bad.
All right.
To see do something good, waste taxpayers' money.
I will. Hey, listen, Edward, thank you for calling, man. I appreciate it. We're going to move on at 248-557-3300. 248-557-3300. You call in. You tell me, what do you think of this? Is it worth standing up to a racist entity like Showtime and this TV show called Homeland? That portrays Arabs as evil doers, as terrorists. We're the only terrorists. There are no Israeli terrorists. Aren't there Israeli terrorists? Didn't the Israelis, wasn't it Ehud Barak that dressed up in a woman's dress to murder some artist in Beirut? Do you remember all that, where they massacred these civilians thinking that they were terrorists? They just killed them. Oops, they made a mistake. But what the Israelis do is then they make a movie about it and they soften it. They spin it. They turn the narrative around so that they go, oh, yeah, you know, the Israelis kill babies, women, and children. But, you know, it's by accident. Or, oh, the Arabs use them as human shields. You know, oh, yeah, that's right. When they commit war crimes, you know, it's because they're just trying to defend themselves. Baloney. I'm Ray Hanania here at Radio Bellity. We're going to take another break, and then we'll continue with these calls. You need to do something. And I tell you what, if we can't get Detroit to stand up against Showtime, really, we're worthless, and I don't care what your view is. If you can't stand up to Showtime and this racist program called Homeland, you should be on their Facebook page, Showtime's Homeland, and you should be writing stuff, criticizing them. I did it all morning for a half hour. Every time I type it, they delete it. I would write it, they delete it. I would write it, they delete it. They're probably going to ban me. I don't care. Because I'm not going to sit. I feel good at the end of the day when I speak about this stuff because I know it is reaching a lot of people. We just need to do something about it. This is Radio Bellity at WNZK AM 690 in Detroit. It is October 19th, 37 minutes after the top of the hour. Our number, 248-557-3300. I want you to call in. We got another 20 minutes, so let's talk about it. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue this discussion about the racist TV show Homeland on Showtime, made by Israelis, intended to make Arabs and Muslims look bad. Let's do something about it. 248-557-3300. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Good news. As of November 17th, immigration has been given new instructions to review and close all pending cases. If you're in immigration proceedings, call attorney Stephen Lagana at 617-283-1018. Free consultation for Michigan residents. Mention Radio Bolity. For the latest in immigration law, Stephen Lagana specializes in immigration and federal court proceedings. Visas of all kinds, deportation, court appeals, open refugee status, and much more. All immigration cases are currently pending review. It's time to get the right attorney working for you. Call immigration attorney Stephen Lagana at 617-283-1018. Mention Radio Bolity. That's 617-283-1018.
Whether it's makluba, warak tawali, tabbouleh, hummus, mensif,
or any of more than 1,000 great Middle Eastern recipes, Ziad Brothers Importing is your best source for Mediterranean food products. Ziad Brothers Importing distributes products under the Ziad name and also many other labels, such as Sultan Extra Virgin Olive Oil and Dana Lebna and Dana Cheese. Try their ready-to-serve microwavable instant side pilafs, including couscous with tomato sauce, roasted green wheat pilaf, cracked wheat pilaf, and rice and lentil pilaf. All tasty, natural, healthy, and authentic Mediterranean dishes from the microwave to the table in minutes. Ziad food products are available at all major food and grocery stores in Dearborn, Chicago, Windsor, Canada, and around the country. If you can't find the product you want, just ask your grocer to stock them. For more information on food or recipes, visit Ziad Brothers Importing online at www.ziad.com. Ziad offers the best Mediterranean food products from our family to yours.
Jake's Candy, 2-for-$1 candy bags and $1 candy bags available. Wholesale and distribution. Jake's Candy has been satisfying the sweet tooth of thousands of people for over a decade. Now providing delivery service to Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton, Ohio, as well as Rochester and Buffalo, New York, and New York City. For New York service, call Sully at 718-213-1264. Or for more information, call Jake's Candy at 248-747-2223. That's 248-747-2223.
SevilleMedia.com is a wellspring of media arts. SevilleMedia.com tells God's story through short films, drama, poetry, music, and the internet. And you have free media downloads. Go to SevilleMedia.com and listen to Nasheed, based on the Psalms of the Prophet David, for free downloads in several Arabic dialects of stories, short films, poetry, and music. Go to SevilleMedia.com.
And welcome back to Radio Bellity. I'm Ray Hanania. We're broadcast here every Friday morning during the week, Monday through Thursday. My partner, Layla El Hassani, hosts Good Morning Michigan. She had some great programs this week, if you were listening. M. Hussein was on, I think it was Wednesday. It's just phenomenal. The calls came in from all over the world, every place. It was just phenomenal. You have the power, people. You really do. You have the power, probably more than any other city. You know, I live in Chicago. I broadcast this show from Chicago through Detroit, WNZK AM 690 radio. And I got to tell you, Chicago is like a sleepy little hamlet. The Arab community is like, limp, dysfunctional. They can't get together. They couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. But Detroit is hope. You lead the country in Detroit. You can make a difference. By the way, just on a little side note, last night I watched a show at the local movie theater called Burn. And it was about the fire department in Detroit. And I got to say, wow, I admire those guys in Detroit. You got to go see that movie Burn. I didn't realize things were so tough in Detroit. 80,000 vacant homes. Your fire department in Detroit really needs help, so you should be helping them. I'll put a link to it on our website. Let's go to 248-557-3300 and welcome Rashida. Rashida, thank you for hanging on there. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Ray. Good morning to you.
I get my blood up, my blood pressure up all the time when I do the show.
I know.
I need to go relax someplace because I don't know. Is it worth all this? But I think it is. What do you think?
It is, yeah. It's people like you who, you are our voice. We are the people, the wimps that we don't do our share. We only call you from, you know, time to time to say whatever we want to say. But you're the one who does the hard work, and I'm sure it's going to pay off.
Can you imagine this morning I spent like a half hour typing criticism of Homeland on Homeland's Facebook page, and every time I type it, about a minute later, it'd be deleted?
Wow.
Yeah, no, really, and I'm going, okay, I'm doing this for 30 minutes. Is this really worth it? Or maybe I'm sending a message to the Showtime racist that this show, Homeland, doesn't deserve to be on TV. I don't know.
Right. I watched it one time, and as you said, it's very, very, very offensive. It's very, very offensive.
It's not even a good program. I mean, it, what's really terrible is, you know, anything that's anti-Arab will get a big showing on in the American media, even if it's untalented garbage. And I'm telling you, this show is not even good. It's horrible. The only reason people like it is because it picks on Arabs and Muslims. And I'm telling you, the way it makes Muslims look is just outrageous. But Rashida, I really appreciate it. But we need to do something about it. I wish we could really get people together to do something.
Yeah, right. I have a question for
yes.
you. Yes. Hang up. I read last week that Henry Kissinger, he talked to, I think, a news channel or a newspaper or somebody, and he said that Israel has only 10 years to go, and this is the end of Israel. Did you know about that?
You know what? I heard something about it. He said he did predict that in 10 years, it was in a New York Post columnist, Cindy Adams, I think was her name, so I'm not really sure that it's true, you know, that he said it, but they're claiming that Kissinger said that 10 years Israel will be gone. Now, believe me when I tell you, they're not saying it because, you know, Israel's going to be just for the first time in its existence. They're saying it because they're just trying to feed this hatred, you know, this hatred of Arabs and Palestinians, making it sound the poor Israelis. You know, they're under such pressure, aren't they, Rashida? Look at all the vicious occupation they have to endure, right?
Yeah.
It just makes you sick, you know, to think. It's ridiculous.
Honestly, I cannot even watch the news. American news, there's no way. I watch RT today. I watch Press TV. I watch all the international channels. There's nothing that American media talks big time. No quality. They're talking about cheerleading and talking about nonsense stuff and, you know, cooking and being, you know, fashion. And that's not how the media is supposed to be. We don't have quality of journalism. I don't know where they get this journalist from. Most of them are not even qualified. They don't know a map. They don't even know the country, most of the countries that they're talking about. I think, I don't know.
But it's depressing, isn't it? But Rashida, we need to just speak out. You calling this morning just reminds me that not to give up, just to keep doing what I'm doing. So what you're doing is actually helping to change things. It really does make a difference, okay?
I hope we can do more. I mean, especially the young generation, I hope we can do more.
You need to speak and tell people, and you need to write and not be afraid, because the one thing we have in this country is we do have our rights, especially when we stand up, we can confront libel, racism, bigotry, even when it comes from the Israelis. I mean, you know, those poor Israelis, they suffer so much, right? Oh, yeah. It is amazing, isn't it, the way the media thinks they're the ones suffering and we're not.
Yeah, everybody bullies them.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
They're privileged, they're poor.
Yeah. The poor Israelis, you know, they got it rough. Henry Kissinger isn't saying Israel's going to be gone in 10 years because he believes that they're corrupt. He's saying it because he wants to step up the pressure against undermining Barack Obama and strengthening the right wing. He's trying to rally voters against anybody who's even fair to Arabs. I'm not even saying Obama is good to us. He tries to be fair. He's not an effective leader, but he is trying to be fair, and that's more than we get from anybody else. Rashida, thank you for calling.
You're welcome, Ray.
All right. Thank you for listening, too. Let's go to 248-557-3300. Say hi to Rock, if Rock is still there. Hi, Rock. I love that name. That's a tough name.
Good morning, Ray.
Hi, Rock.
Yeah, I would like to say, don't you think the Arab and Muslim do contribute to what the agenda of Israelis?
Yes, we do.
In their behaviors and their acts. And
yes, we do. We absolutely do. We have clowns in our community that are shameful. People that own grocery stores sometimes, people that own businesses, people that, you know, I mean, but that's no different than any other community. Every community has a small group of people that are shameful. It's just in our community, they hold it up and say that 1% represents the 100, and it doesn't.
Ray, Ray, I would like, on your show, I would like one of these days, maybe you can bring up the relationship between the Zionists and the Masons. And
yeah, maybe let me find an expert who can talk about it. That's a good topic.
And their agenda towards the world and towards the Middle Eastern. You know,
I will do that. I'll look into it.
The Zionists and Masons. And one more thing. Don't you think Israel has to do a lot with the economic meltdown of the world?
Listen, I think it's us. I think it's the Arabs that don't do enough. The only reason Israel is strong is because we're weak. And if there's a problem in the economy that they're involved with, it's because we're not doing enough. We're the wealthiest people in the world. You mean to tell me that some Arab can't buy the New York Times and force it to become an honest newspaper to tell the truth? I don't even want them to be anti-Israeli. I just want the media to tell the truth. If they just told the truth, people would see how Israel is phony. Just the truth.
I don't think media can tell the truth because they
can't. You are right. Rock, you got a great name, and I really appreciate your opinion. I hope you call back, and I'll look into that story about the Masons.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Rock. 248-557-3300. Let's go to Jamal on the line. Thanks, Jamal, for calling. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Gray.
You know what? I just couldn't stop myself this morning. I was on that Facebook page for Showtime's Homeland, and it got under my skin. It's so racist. I've seen several programs, and it's been bothering me the last couple weeks. And now I hear that, you know, that some Arabs are upset about it. And, yeah, we should be upset.
Well, let me say something here. Not to support you, but to support the truth. $10 billion every year to Israel. Couple billions to Egypt, whatever.
Right.
So if the Arab American, born here, not born here, naturalized, Arab American, yeah, who have the right to vote, if they want to make their opinion who to vote to based on foreign policy, forget about it. We're not working with nobody. We have to decide, you know, that myth that by trying, you know, to ally parties, whatever, with us there, whatever, it's not going to happen very soon. It takes time, you know, to change that. But at the same time, Ray, you know, Israel trying to convince the American people that the Republicans are better than Democrats, and they forget that Israel is a socialist country. Everything is free for their people.
Yeah. I'm changing my attitude about Israel because I don't believe the Israelis really support peace. I think there are a small group of them who do support peace, and I believe now that it's really, you know, it was a waste of time believing that the Israelis would ever stand up and do the right thing. They're not. So from now on, I'm not only going to boycott West Bank products made by the racist settlers, but I'm going to boycott and not support anything that has to do with Israel anymore.
Well, believe me, people are people. Ray, look, the Jewish people, they were the leader of the civil rights movement in this country from the, you know.
They were. They did. You know, Jewish people are good people. Let's not mix up Jewish people with Israelis. Israelis want us to mix them up. They want you to believe that every Jewish person is an Israeli. They're not. Jewish people are good people. It's politics. It's the racism of politics. It really is. Just like with Arabs. We're not bad people. We got a few people that are bad. The Jews have a few people that are bad. Muslims have a few people that are bad. We just don't, you know, stereotype all and say 1% represents 100. It doesn't.
But Ray, look what's happening. I mean, you hit it on the head of the nail by saying that the Arabs can change the perception of who they are if they engage in the media, whatever. But we have wealthy Arabs like this Al Walid, whatever. But they are buying things that to make them more billions, not to worry about you know, the perception, who they are, whatever. They go and they don't live the perception where they go. They don't suffer from that. I give you an example: the spending that millions or billions of dollars supporting, you know, fanatics in Syria right now. I'm not saying that the Syrians doesn't have, you know, the what they're supposed to have: more freedom,
right.
More, you know, more independence in thinking. I don't think the regime over there is a perfect regime. It's a regime. If the people there don't want to change, it's fine. But here's again, you know, you are the Arab world over there. Instead of trying to manage how the Arab being perceived out there, we have bigger issue. They are pouring millions, billions maybe, in supporting those groups, you know, who are not really. They hijacked the opposition in Syria. They hijacked it. They become supporters of people who are killing, and you know, and who they are, fanatics.
Yeah.
But they,
we do, but listen, we do have fanatics, but so do the Israelis. And I argue that the Israelis have more fanatics than we do. It's just that they're better, as you point out, of getting their message across in the media than we are. Our Arab reporters who are in the media are afraid to be Arab. They're afraid because our community doesn't stand up and support them. We need to change as a community. We need to support our media, and then we could change things. We need to support ourselves. If I disagree with you, I should. You know how Arabs are. We make it the end of the world. I'll never talk to you. You'll never talk to me. We'll make all our friends hate each other. Meanwhile, the real issues go unchallenged. We need to stop acting like babies. We need to stand up, and I think you make a good point, Jamal.
You are trying. I mean, look, all of us are trying. But, you know, trying to change the way the people think in a democratic society with all the things that we don't like about the America, you know, as a society, with all the things, it's still the best, you know, out there. It's very difficult to change things in America. Why? Because it took a long time to put it in.
But we could change it. You're right. We can change it, though. We just have to try.
We have to try because, you know, the Israeli or the Jews, you know, tried for years, for over 40 years now, 50 years, to change the perception, whatever. They become involved in the Congress. They see it from their point of view. Now, if you want the American people to see it from your point of view, you can't take time, it's going to take effort, it's going to take money, it's going to take, you know, truth, it's going to take people like you suffer for the whole life trying to bring out, you know, your perception of what's going on there, how we'd like the peace to proceed.
And people like you, Jamal, you need, like you're calling up today, expressing your opinion, whether I agree or don't agree, but I do agree with it. I think it's important. Let me let you go because we're running out of time real quick. Thank you, Jamal.
Hey, I
appreciate it. Let's take one more call from Abdul, 248-557-3300. You're on here at Radio Ballady. Thanks, Abdul.
Good morning, Mr. Roy. How are you?
I'm good. You only got a minute, so you got to be quick.
Look, just quickly, I need to say that guy, Jamal, He have to, not try to talk about Syria if he doesn't know what happened in Syria. I'm Syrian. It's the revelation of all the people of Syria against dictatorship of Bashar,
yes,
the final guy in Syria. The revelation is for all people of Syria need freedom.
But you're right. Listen, Abdul, but you're right. Even though you and I cannot make a difference in Syria, but we can make a difference in America.
40 years. He's killing the people of Syria. He destroys Syria. Now the people of Syria need freedom, need liberty, need a good life for all, like all people around the earth.
We do. You're right. I agree. The Assad regime needs to step down. They're the most brutal dictatorship today in the Middle East. You are right on that. Abdul, I have to let you go because we run out of time. But thank you for calling.
Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you. And I want to thank everybody that took the time to call. Go to our website at radioballady.com, and I'll put some links up there about this show called Homeland, one of the most racist, vicious, anti-Arab, anti-Muslim programs on TV. Homeland by Showtime, and I'm not going to let up on them. I'm going to write about it. I'm going to put it in columns. I'm going to make it the focus of my radio shows, and I want you to make it the focus, too. You need to support us. Listen, thank you so much for listening. This has been Radio Ballady. I'll be back on Friday next week again, same time, 8 a.m. in Detroit and 7 a.m. in Chicago. If you're not in Detroit, you can listen to the radio show by visiting radioballady.com. Thank you. I'll have the podcast up in a little bit. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You're listening.